Al has called in. Al, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Hi, Chad. Say, I got to see if you can help me out with something here. I'm a little bit older than you, but we're very close in age. As a child growing up and being shaped, I remember my parents, my grandparents, you know, I'd ask questions about, you know, why don't we torture people, you know, in the war? And why do we, you know, my parents, grandparents, we're Americans. We treat everybody with respect, whether you're guilty or not. You know, we treat with, you know, it's the American way. Now when you see people getting, they're not even convicted yet, and they're being dragged around by the, you know, I have a hard time talking to my kids and my grandkids. You know, we're American. Am I wrong there? Was it used to be different when we were growing up, and then now it's changed? And I mean, is that from the top down? How did all this happen?
Well, I get your point, and we've also witnessed other times. Let's just think of the 60s, right? You know, I was born in 65, so I don't really have a memory of this, but I certainly am a student of history and have watched this when what was going on with protest. And, again, there are times when the protesters, we have to acknowledge this, go way, way too far, including here in Minneapolis. At times it happens. So there have been tumultuous times before. But this is a leader who has won twice. We have to acknowledge that, and has incredible loyalty, where he does not view himself, in my opinion, as the president of the entirety of the United States of America. He dictates everything. My policies are right. I really don't want to listen to your policies, and we're going to go this way. And he thinks ICE... even when he sees the video, and again, I've said repeatedly, she should have got out of her car. The wife should have been antagonizing. She shouldn't have backed up. But again, the policy is clear on you don't get in front of the car. You don't shoot at a moving vehicle. The video that we all saw over the weekend where she's just turning the steering wheel hard to the right, and Ross saw that. So if we want to affix blame for a lot of people involved and also say it's sad for everybody, I get it. But Trump won't be open-minded in any way as long as it's his policy and he doesn't want his policy to slow down in any way.
And I have two comments on that. I have a lot of friends that are in the police business, you know. And so do I. They are taught and trained to, and I don't know how they do it sometimes, but they are taught and trained to have the most patience anybody should have in the world is what they're taught and trained to have. And watching that video, those guys did not have patience with her at all. And I have a hard time trying to explain the actions of what is going on in this country to my children and my grandchildren. And I think it's because of the top down.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the phone call.
Yep.
Among the texts, give some credit to ICE. I'll repeat what I said earlier in the show. This is the second time I've said it, and I said it dozens of times last week. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's significant. Of the number of ICE officers who, when I was talking about undocumented workers, these guys are like that. They're like your neighbors. They're like your friends. Their kids go to the same school. They go to the same Costco, whatever it might be. And many of these individuals are just trying to do their job, pay their mortgage, live their life, okay? It also has been pointed out multiple times that the training previously involved in an ICE officer was close to 6 months. Now Trump, because it's a vanity tour, has lowered the training down to guess what number? 47 days. Geez, I wonder why. Because he's the 47th president. So, are they as trained? Clear cut. No. When there is a moment like last week, Dave, can even trained officers make mistakes? Sure. We know that. We see that. Are there individuals, citizens, who are allowed to protest, who can go too far? Yes. When she keeps the car perpendicular on the road like that, no. Protest, be on the sidewalk, be in the streets, go sledding, walk downtown, go to Powderhorn Park with thousands of others. Have your car that way? No. When they're screaming at you, get out of the car. But then judgment has to be there. And the training of you don't get in front of a vehicle and you don't shoot a moving vehicle. Are we just going to dismiss that part of the conversation?
No. We can't dismiss that part of the conversation. It's a very large part of the conversation. And I think the other part, when you talk about the training, ICE has not done in the history of ICE what they're doing right now with the level of scrutiny, with the level of protesting and crowds they are dealing with. All those officers that are probably wonderful officers, the majority of them, who spent that 6 months doing all the training, they're facing things today that they were not trained for.
Without a doubt. It's a great point. And I'll say this on the moving vehicle, by the way, just to clarify. Outside of extraordinary circumstances, you don't. When we had Blair on again Friday, and again, this is a long-time police officer. How many cities in this state are bigger than St. Cloud?
What,
Minneapolis,
many.
St. Paul, Rochester? We done? Is St. Cloud maybe the fourth biggest?
Duluth,
maybe. I don't know. But a guy who had a chance to be a police chief at higher population cities turned it down. When I asked him about being in front of a vehicle, he's like, no, we were trained to like go around the car to prevent it from going, but not in front. And also, as we've discussed, going from having the phone in the right hand to switching it over and having the gun out right away, really? That's what we're doing. Now, can I also say, if something traumatic happened to me 6 months before, and I'm thinking something identical is about to happen to me, might my emotions come through faster than they did 6 months ago? Yeah. And he was dragged. I don't agree with him punching through the back window of the driver's side. But when you're dragged like that, so then you have the conversation, should he really be out there again? Should he be back out there again? Right? That's a tough bar. Let me also say this on the GoFundMe page. Renee Good, GoFundMe page, reached $1.5 million. They stopped it. One version of the GoFundMe page for Jonathan Ross at one point for an extended period of time said, Mayor Jacob Fry, parentheses, who is Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of BS is that? Like, I would hope that even if you think Jonathan Ross is 100% in the right and that law enforcement is treated unfairly too often, that if you see that as a part of the three graphs bringing you in, you're going to say, I'll find another way to participate. But when it's blatantly anti-Semitic.
I'll say, that's exactly what type of BS that is.
I mean, are you that bad? Yeah, again, Adam points out, they've now deleted it.
Yes, I was looking at it 20 minutes ago because even Tapper called it out on X. And perhaps that was he and others giving it the big attention was what said, yeah, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Right. Number one culpability is to the individual who showed filth in writing that. But I'm sorry. If you actually read it, if you didn't read it and you're just supporting Ross, I get it. Because could we all be capable of saying I'm just with Renee Good or John Ross? But if you read that and there's a part of you saying, yeah, and he's a Jew, you're loathsome. Let's just be clear about it. Tim and a lot of texts when we come back. All right, trying to take as many calls and texts and get to you and also giving opinions. Mike, thanks for listening. You're on WCCO.
Thank you. I agree with two comments that you had. One, I do believe it's I should not be targeting someone with brown skin or whatever, just pulling them over and seeing, okay, is this someone that should be here or not. I get that. The other statement you said is if they are the bad guys or ladies or whomever is bad, they should get out of here. How do you do that if those that are bad, right, that are, let's say, rapists, mm-hmm. pedophile, whatever, but it's in prison or in jail right now, we have, but because we're a sanctuary city, we let them go. That forces ICE then to go find that person, doesn't it?
It's a very fair question, and let me just jump in here and stay with me because we have 2 minutes here. I have not been on board wholly on sanctuary cities for decades. I now don't trust the Trump administration, though, in any way. I just don't. I worry if they went to jails and someone was not a violent criminal, but they had been in this country for 17, 18 years, and they would take those individuals and send it back elsewhere. In a normal circumstance, including, by the way, Ronald Reagan's administration, George W. Bush's administration, I'm not saying just with Democrats in charge, I get it. Because you're right. There is this dichotomy that if a county, a city, not just Minneapolis County, if they have access to someone who is violent, what is that dialogue like? To me, that's a pawn from the feds to the state, because I'm not taking the walls off the hook here either. But when the president just generalizes everybody, all Somalis need to get out of here, or when he came down the escalator and said, they're sending us the worst of the worst. Some of these folks, Mike, are your neighbors. So I wish there was a more reasoned, fair question that you're asking and hopefully the dialogue that we're having. But because we're so far in our camps, it's hard for that to take place.
Yeah, and that's my point. I totally agree that there's got to be something in there that says I, as a state, city, whatever, if I have someone I deem, I don't think that would open up and say, okay, here's everyone we have in jail at this time. Take who you want. No. But if you have some that are a certain category, here they are and go. I think it's a step forward versus, you know, go out and try to find somebody. Because all that's doing now is we're seeing it.
Yeah, we're terrorizing. We're intimidating. We're causing people, for me to basically say to my stepson, don't leave his place.
I got to
jump in. Thank you.
Okay.
And again, somebody's saying, well, this was a text when I'm going back to the Jacob Fry thing. No, this was on the GoFundMe page that people had donated hundreds of thousands of dollars and a blatant anti-Semitic comment until they took it down. Chip Scoggins next hour.